Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 71st Berlinale. I'm in company of Maria Speth, director of Mr. Batman and His Class screening in competition.
First of all, how would you describe Mr. Batman and His Class, like simply?
Ich denke, es ist eine Begegnung zwischen.
I think it's an encounter between a man who shows himself as he really is, but also in his role as a teacher. But he remains a human being. He is so much more. He is an artist, a sculptor, and one must not forget that these are very special children because they come from very different backgrounds. Some of them have been there for a generation or two. Others have just arrived and don't speak any German. And that really characterizes this very special situation.
I'm interested to know what was the starting point of the film, because I read in the press notes, in the press book, that you said that the film wasn't a thesis about the Federal Republic as an immigration country, and it wasn't the presentation of an alternative pedagogic model.
Yeah, also der Ausgangspunkt war die Geschichte dieses Ortes, weil auch der Ort, also diese Stadt Allendorf.
So my starting point really was the history of this specific place, originally a small village in the middle of Germany in Northern Hessen. And this place really is a protagonist of my film also. It used to be a small village before the war, but during the Nazi period, it was chosen as the location for munition plants. So the foreigners, the other, came to Stadt Allendorf in the form of forced labor. There were 1,000 Jewish women from a concentration camp who were used there. All sorts of different people came into what used to be a very small village. And the factories after the war were rehabilitated. And in a way, in Stadt Allendorf, you can see all migration waves that happened in the Federal Republic of Germany. They are still visible there. And I thought that school was a very good place to show this diversity, because every child has to go to school no matter where you're from, or you sit on the same bench next to someone else, and it becomes highly visible there. So that was really the main point.
Yeah, I have to say that even if, as you said and you explained, the film wasn't main purpose wasn't like showing like, for example, an alternative pedagogic model, at the same time, I couldn't help but think that if these young women and men have some hope of making it into this world without losing their individuality, it is also thanks to their teachers' unconventional methods. And the film shows this potential.
Natürlich ist das Besondere an dieser Klasse, dass Herr Bachmann.
Of course, the special thing about this class is the way Mr. Bachmann creates a welcoming space. I always called it his living room because it's so personalized. He wants all his students to feel good about where they are. And for him, that is a precondition to give them self-respect so they can actually start to learn. Many of the children who come, and they might have been very good at school in their home countries, but they don't speak the language. There are so many barriers, linguistic or cultural, etc. And this balancing act to show they have abilities, for example, abilities also outside of the school curriculum, like Hassan, who learns to play the drums, etc. This gives them the self-respect and the self-trust that they need to learn anything at all. And this belief is certainly something very special.
I have to say that I don't like thinking about films like I don't like thinking that films should inevitably deliver a message, you know, but at the same time I have to say that another like side positive effect of spending time with his teacher and his class is that you can actually learn a lot about the background of the students, and he can, in a way, he can open minds you know, and so I wanted to know if you thought about that, even if it wasn't the main purpose of the films, of the film.
Also als wir angefangen haben zu drehen, war das wirklich auch ein Abenteuer und auch ein
Well, when we started this project, it was really quite an adventure. We went into this project very open because we didn't know what was going to happen. And it was important to take time to build connections with these people, the people I show. And I actually have beautiful memories from the shoot. We shot over 7 months, roughly, in seven periods where we were on site. And a lot of that was about building trust. And there are many moments I could tell you about that are not actually in the film that show this. We, you know, we had lunch together, we ate together, we helped them with their schoolwork, and it really was a growing connection, I would say, between these wonderful people and the team. And actually, in the 3.5 years it took me to edit this film, I got to love all these children because they are such beautiful people. And that, to me personally, that is the main message, the connection between people.
And I would like to thank Maria Speth, the director of Mr. Bachman and his class screening at the 71st Berlinale. And of course, I would like to thank Carsten Siebert for interpreting the interview. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 71st Berlinale for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.